Yeah, I usually start the show with kick-ass SoCal music. Yeah, I don't have my keyboard, so we're just going to go right into music. When you go see a show that the bassist is always the one that's like really observing the audience, and he just kind of like,
because he's the one that's really connecting with everyone. They think, you know, you're out there, you're in the audience,
I get it,
and you think that you're connecting with the singer.
Yeah,
it's like you're looking at
the front man,
but the bass player is the guy who's making you move, and
he's
just
show the singer's make, just yeah. show
the singer's yeah. the show bass player, he's like the backbone.
Man, I didn't get it until
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Notes from the Underground. What day is today?
October 19th.
October 19th,
the year of our Lord, October 19th, 2005.
This is Skylar. How do you say your last name? I forget.
Tallene.
It's tough to remember that.
Skylar John Barry Tallene, I think it says on my birth certificate. I'm not sure.
He was on here one other time JB. With Zachary and Bobby, but I think he only got about 10 words in.
11.
11. So,
but I've been called up from the minor leagues for today's show.
Anyways, so yeah, that was that last pick was submitted by Lassie. I think it's pronounced Lassie of the band Disco Ensemble, and I don't think it's SoCal Rock. I think it's Australian, but I'm not sure.
I could tell it came from some sort of sunny environment.
loveofdiagrams.com is where you can find that track.
All right. All right.
That was pretty cool.
Was that a listener request?
It was a listener submission.
Ooh.
Oh, no, it was a listener request. Same thing. Just a different way of saying it, really. I like submission, though, because, you know, it's like the whole email thing.
Makes you seem more technically intelligent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm not.
Yeah.
How about some more music?
Okay.
Don't go. Please stay. I can't stand to see you walk away. Come home. Let's play. Spot. Last night you said you don't want me sleeping in your bed. For now, that's cool. I guess you think you never act a fool.
I could listen to that for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Chill.
It's like if Jack Johnson was good.
I saw Jack Johnson in Seattle at the Showbox like 4-5 years ago before he was known.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you liked him then probably.
You know, he was exactly the same then as he is now.
I mean, I think that if nobody exactly knows, if like nobody knew who he was, you'd probably like him. But
yeah.
Just like because everybody likes him, you're just sort of like, well, why would I listen? Why would I?
Kind of everything's like that, I think. Remember Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah.
Everybody bought into that.
Not me.
I did.
Man. Did you really like it?
I think I had a t-shirt.
Was that the one? No, there was also one. Remember, the Pepsi also had the one.
The Pepsi one, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't as cool as the Pepsi they came out with that you could suddenly see through.
Remember that whole New Coke fiasco?
Yeah.
What was up with that?
New Coke.
Was it like for like a year?
No, they're all in like 2 month limited release.
No, but they canceled Coke. Like,
yeah, they canceled.
They canceled
it.
Coke.
They went to
and
New
they
Coke.
Like, they switched the formula.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone's like, no, this is terrible. And they're like, oh, we're just kidding. You love the old stuff, don't you? You love the old stuff.
They also had the not as like dramatic, the Christmas, like back to the old school glass bottles.
Oh, yeah.
During like the old school Santa. Right. Yeah, yeah.
And if you didn't get the glass bottles, they put Santa on the tin.
Yeah. Honestly, I couldn't tell the difference, but just the feeling I got was that New Coke sucked.
Yeah. I don't really remember. I do remember really wishing that Classic was back, but I don't really know.
What does that mean?
I honestly think they tried to make it taste just like Pepsi so that people would be like, no, this is terrible. It tastes just like Pepsi.
And then they're like, go back to Coke.
Womp, womp, womp. Yeah. They should do that with like the next version of the Apple operating system.
Yeah.
Should it's have like a little start menu in the bottom left. Oh, we're just kidding.
We're going back to Apple II. Fuck it.
A little command line interface here.
Yeah.
Like, B run logo.
The hell is that? I'm trying to get notes from my underground.
All I can do is make this turtle do triangles.
Well, it's a cozy night here in your garage.
It's actually not as cold as I thought it would be, considering it's been raining for the last 2 days.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, I've been in Seattle for 5 years, and I'm from Colorado, so I'm used to, you know, coldness. And I get here, and it's like 60, and I got to tell you, I work in the Valley, and people are freaking out up there. It was raining, the last 2 days, and people are, what do I do?
Right. I mean, it takes a half an hour longer to get to work when it's been raining.
Yeah. It's not because people are driving too slow. It's because they're driving too fast, because they freak out, and they get... in an accident.
Yeah.
Excuse me, all the beer.
Awesome.
Yeah. But I'd like to just say to anybody who doesn't know where you are, it's cool because, you know, I just got to L.A. and you're right by Dodger Stadium. You're in, you know, Silver Lake Echo Park. It's so cool. I love this neighborhood. It's so rich.
I like it over here, too.
My brother used to live
I'd like
over
to
here.
Live in Venice, though, where you live.
Venice Beach is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. It's chill.
That's true. I think it's a similar community in both spots. I think,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
One's just a beach, more beachy culture, and this one's a little more, like, arty kind of.
People on the west side, though, don't leave the west side. There's a saying. It's called AWOL, always west of Lincoln.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
I wonder if this is Lee. Hello. Is this Lee the dork? No.
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm on my cell phone tonight because I'm driving in from band practice.
Oh,
oh, sweet!
Are you on your way to the paper route?
No, I'm heading home. I'm in Richmond now. I'm heading to Powhatan. Live report from the road.
Yeah,
that is fantastic, Lee. I got Skyler here with me this week.
Hey, man.
Hey, Skyler.
What's kicking over there on the east side?
Doing what?
What's kicking on the east side?
So oh, ain't nothing but a thing.
Did Lee call in when you were here last time?
Yeah, he called in, but I was like a mouse in the corner, observing and quiet.
Yeah, so we were just talking about, it's been raining over here, so we got some, my computer keyboard, my keyboard that I do all the sound effects with, got doused.
Yeah.
Doused.
Rip.
Just totally
what,
wet.
Did the roof leak or something?
Yeah. So I pulled it apart this morning. I took all the screws out. I pulled it apart, and I hosed it down, and then I sat there for like 45 minutes with the blow dryer. My girlfriend's like, what in God's name?
That works though, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, as long as there's no power going through the thing, water's not going to cause problems. It's all plastic. So you just got to get all the water out. So I think that'll be fine. I don't know. I didn't want to risk it, but next week I'll have some sound effects.
Well, you could go buy one of those Zany sound effects CDs.
Ooh, moving up.
Yeah, could do that.
And rip them to MP3s, and then you just have them there at your beck and call.
But then I would be going against my rule here of not playing stuff that isn't freely available online.
I've found sound effects online when I needed one. That guy that you played last week that I was recording, he called me one time and said, "Hey, do you have film projector sounds?" I was like, "What?" Like, yeah, he wanted film projector sounds, and I was like, "Lewis, I live in Powhatan. I don't have access to sound effects libraries, but I've went online and I found some free film projector sounds."
Wow, where do you remember the name of the site?
It was some British site. If you just type in sound effects, you could probably find it. They offer these things as like samples of what they have or something.
Right.
I mean, they want you to buy the sound effects, but...
But you don't have to.
No, I just used the sample of the sound effect of the film projector, and Lewis was happy.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, that was a nice in the trenches story, wasn't it?
Deep.
Yeah.
So I found this new podcast site where they give you 250 megabytes of free space. And anybody can podcast without even spending the money. It's like Libsyn, but it's free. I think it's called Podomatic.
But what would you do? What do you do about changing your feed and stuff? Wouldn't that be confusing?
Well, I don't think I'm going to do it because I've got a whole lot of different things going on. But just for people that are out there. This site, it's called Podomatic, and you can go to it at podomatic.com, and basically you can mix stuff. It gives you basically three slots, so you can record an intro, you can record a middle, and then you can record an outro. And they have sound effects for intros and outros, and I don't know. I mean, it has a feed and everything, so. It's pretty cool. I think that if I was starting fresh, I would probably do this. But since I'm already kind of pretty, I'm dug in pretty deep with the system I'm using. I don't really feel like switching, but because I've already prepaid for my web service and everything. So
it took me a couple of months to figure out how to do it. I mean, probably about 3 weeks after I first wanted to do it, I tried uploading a file to my website. And I tried copying an RSS feed and putting it in with the file, and that was just totally wrong. And I finally found that the place that does mine is Slapcast, and it was $5 a month, unlimited bandwidth. I didn't realize Libsyn did the same thing until a couple of months later.
Oh, yeah. How much disk space do they give you at Slapcast?
You can up to a gigabyte.
Oh, dude, I got to try that.
And it's like $5 a month and no... No bandwidth issues or anything.
Is there slowness on the download time or anything? I haven't noticed that on yours.
No. Not at all.
Well, thanks for calling in, Lee.
All right.
We're going to play some more music, but it was good to hear from you as always.
Yes, sir.
How was band practice? It was good?
Yeah, it was good. It devolved into an hour's worth of half-remembered rockabilly songs, but other than that, it went pretty good.
Right on.
All right.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bush.
Yeah, where'd you get that from?
That's from Bellingham, Washington, my friend. La Push is the band. And I have spent many a nights, rainy nights, outdoors in my bare feet, stomping in the mud with many other Northwesterners to that horn section.
Are they from up there in Washington?
Yeah, they are. They're named after La Push, which is a town on the Olympic Peninsula, where the only temperate rainforest in North America is.
Uh-huh. Called
the
That's a rainforest.
The Ho Forest. H-O.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. And, you know, it's a great area. Half the mushroom varieties in the world grow from there. There's a bunch of microbreweries. It's just a fun place to live. It's really rainy, but it's just great. It's kind of like the weather out tonight. It's, like, really misty and just chill.
So, yeah.
A lot of funk bands up there. There's Trolls Cottage and La Push, and these are all bands I went to college, you know, for 5 years and stomped along with them, toured around, and it's pretty fun.
That's cool. Is it, like, a lot of... A lot of jam bands and stuff, too?
A lot of jam bands. There's this other band called Flow Motion, and a lot of them have horn sections or just go on. I mean, they just go on for like 3 hours, same song, just everyone's just going crazy. Mm-hmm. So I highly suggest the Scotch Ale at Boundary Bay.
That's pretty cool.
We'll take a trip up there and do a show or something.
The Scotch Ale at Boundary Bay.
The Scotch Ale at Boundary Bay.
I'm searching for the Scotch Ale at Boundary Bay. Do you have any...
One little banger or brighten up your day, my friend. That's the motto up there, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's fun times, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Cozy. It's cozy.
That's pretty kick-ass.
Yeah. Did you like it? Would you? I want to get your impression.
Yeah, it's I love it. I think that flute reminds me a lot of Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull.
Yes. Yes.
Because you can hear some of his guttural.
Exasperation.
You know, like he's totally jamming. Yeah. Sometimes I get bored with jam music, though, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like, you're sitting there, and, like, you're not stoned, and everybody else is, and 10 minutes later, you're just like...
Well, see, I was in college, so it was beer and
pot.
Well,
that's the thing. It's like, when you... that's the thing about, like, pot music, is, like...
When you're in the groove?
When you're high, yeah. It's fantastic. But, like, if you're not... You're like, all right, where's the change? You know, get to the bridge, right?
So, yeah.
Anyways.
Nothing ever happened. Do you remember Robin Hood, the cartoon Robin Hood? And the lion that played the prince and he always sucked his thumb?
No.
Robin Hood was a fox. You don't remember that? Little John was a bear.
Disney,
yeah, Robin Hood. Yeah. I like that.
I mean, I was going through the Rolodex there.
I could tell.
I was like, Robin Hood doesn't ring a bell. Never heard of that story.
That story's been done so many times. It's absurd.
My favorite personally is the Kevin Costner.
No, I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. Prince of Thieves. Prince
in Tights.
Was it Morgan Freeman who played
who did he play? He played the Muslim guy.
The Muslim, yeah. He played the Muslim who Robin Hood saved him from the bowels of the dungeons of the Crusade. But the best was Jean-Luc Picard comes in the end as the king, right?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, Jean-Luc Picard.
Was that before Next Generation?
No, it was way after.
Oh, it was.
He got work after that. Can you believe that?
Robin Hood. Pull my finger. Engage. Keep pulling.
Who's the guy that plays Snape in the new Harry Potter movies?
Snape. Why did that guy die? What's his name?
No,
died?
But he was in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. He was the bad guy. He was Prince John.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. The new Harry Potter's coming out, too. But this isn't a show about movies.
It can be.
I'm going there because that's my safe zone, but I want to go back to music.
Let's get out of there.
Let's go out.
Let's get out.
Hold my hand.
Hi.
Hi. We're out.
And we're back.
Welcome to Notes Underground.
How about we play some more music?
Let's do it.
I want to see you cry. I
It's been so still for a long time.
It was so remind me of like the Postal Service, maybe.
Yeah, I think it sounds kind of like a band called the Knot Twist too.
Ah,
you know Knot Twist?
Yeah, I've heard of them. I've heard
like
them.
Vocally.
I haven't heard of them. I've actually heard their music. Yeah.
I can't. But it's unique too in its own way. I listened to the song seriously like 7 times today. Like I when it was over, I was like, again, again, you know, like not because it was compelling, but because I wanted to know more. Compelling is the wrong word, but not because it wasn't like, not because it was like incredibly like vibrant, but because I just wanted to hear it again. I wasn't like, wow. I was just like,
that was amazing. I want to take that trip again. And it's just the journey is what's important, not the end result.
No, but it was more like, what's in the next layer?
Because there's a lot what's going on there. Layer? There's so many different, you know, things going on.
Lost in
They're coming December 13th here to LA. Band from Boston. Where in Boston?
No, where are they playing? It's a big city.
Oh, L.A.?
Where are they from in Boston?
Actually, I don't know. I looked on their website and it didn't say, but I got word. I got inside connections.
The 13th, December.
Yeah.
Wow, you're really cool.
Yeah, hooked up.
I got to be as cool as you. Everybody in this town is so cool.
It's tough.
Everybody's so cool. You see people drive. Can I just tell you something I saw the other night? I was standing on...
Somewhat a cool person?
Well, I was standing by on Fairfax outside of Cantor's Deli. I was going to a party. And I went into Cantor's, actually, because they sell 6-packs of beer. And I came out...
And good Rubens.
And I... Fantastic. And I came out, and this Porsche went by. It was like a... It wasn't a Porsche, but it was like some sort of 4-seater or two, like... It was a front seat and back seat convertible. And in the front was this guy without a shirt on and these sunglasses. And he was like rocking to techno music. In the back was this girl who was like raving out. And in the front seat was a topless girl with a laptop computer watching porno. And this guy was just like, looked at me. It was the classic, like, looks at me, and then he peels around the corner. And it was me standing with beer, like,
all
alone.
That at a Jewish deli.
All that at a Jewish deli. And I'm there alone. Yeah, Cantor's, the 24 Jewish deli and bar. And I'm just like, wow.
And that's what you were doing. I just saw a topless girl in the front seat watching porno.
Watching porno. And that was me. And it was just fantastic.
I wonder if she was a famous porn star or something.
So what do we got lined up?
That's pretty much it. I have one more song. Oh, yeah. So we said who that was, right?
Yeah, that was
Aberdeen City.
No, we didn't say. We said they sound like the Postal Service and Knot Twist, but we never said their name.
That was Aberdeen City, and the song was called In Combat. So we got one last track, and this was another listener submitted. Wait. So yeah. So this is a listener submitted one. It's called from a band called Litterbug, and the song's called "Oh, You Are So Beautiful."
Oh, you are so beautiful. Yeah.
Did I hear back teeth?
I don't know. I definitely heard esophagus.
I understand, and I hope you cut this part. I understand esophagus, okay? I mean, that's like, well, you know, you look at the outer part, like the skin of a neck. I like necks, you know? Uh-huh. I like necks.
You're
and
a
stomachs.
Neck. You're a neck-ney?
I'm a neck-ney and a tummy guy. But back teeth, I mean, that's a little carnal, isn't it? To go for the teeth?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that this person was so beautiful that even the most animalistic part of them,
wow,
was elegant.
In that carnal way.
In that carnal way.
Who was that who sang that song?
Litterbug. A.K.A. Lou Reed.
Yeah, Lou Reed, yeah.
It's like Velvet.
I was looking for
Velvet
Litterbug. I was looking for Litterbug, and you delivered. Yeah.
Notes from the Litterbug.
Yeah, after 1 year, you're going to change your name?
I started changing it.
To
it
what?
Was Notes from the Underground, and now I'm doing the modern thing. Notes Underground.
Notes Underground.
Because that's what the website is. And I just wanted to line it all up.
And after you drink a couple beers, you don't want to say the smaller words. So it's just
right.
Notes Underground. Happy birthday, Mom. It was my mom's birthday two days ago.
Oh.
She'll be tuning into the show.
Oh.
She was here for the weekend.
Neat.
Yeah, it was very neat.
Oh, that's neat. Skylar.
So fabulous. She came and she stayed in Venice. She had a time in Venice Beach. Very fun folk down there in Venice. They treated us very nicely. And Hollywood, not so nice. Oh.
I asked my mom if she would do a art...
art like, report?
No, like art film, like review.
Uh-huh.
Like just one, just to give it a go. And she wasn't interested.
No, really?
No. Oh. She doesn't like my show. I mean, she likes it, yeah. But she likes it because I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like mm-hmm. there's like, otherwise it would pretty much be out of the question.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Renica looks like she needs business. I was just telling
Wait,
them.
She's sophisticated. She has wine.
Say hello, honey. Say hello.
Hi, honey.
Just move the beanbag. Just throw it. Just toss it.
Your garage is awesome. You have a beanbag. You have like a, what is that, a stuffed ceramic whale. You have like six ukulele sort of instruments. You have like, you're wearing the clown suit. You're just so weird. Like you invite me to come on and you're just so weird.
Yeah.
And the neon lights are really bugging me out, too.
Why are you lying?
Because it's more pretty when I lie.
It's very inventive what you're saying, but it's just not true. No, Renica, I was just telling them that my mom, I tried to get my mom to come on the show and to do the art film. Because you know how they're always talking about, well, at the Landmark Theater, we just saw the March of the Penguins, and it was so cute. And I want that. I want that on the show. I want, like...
Can I do an art plug?
What's that?
I went and saw an art show. Can I,
yes,
can I plug it?
Plug some art.
Should I do it in character?
This show, even though music is like...
What's the name glue, of somebody that would be doing an art plug?
Percy.
Mouncy Ferguson?
Percy Mouncy Ferguson. Okay. Hi, I'm Percy Mouncy Ferguson, and I'm here just to let you know about the Geffen Museum. They are having a show right now, and the name of the show is Ecstasy, Altered States Inside and Out. It's an interactive show where you get to go and experience altered states. So check it out. It's where else? Little Korea. Check it out. The Geffen Theater. Ecstasy. For the Art Report, this is Musi Percy Muffins.
Muffinson.
Son. Muffinson. No, but it was a really cool show.
So
Ecstasy.
It's called Ecstasy.
Yeah, it's called Ecstasy.
And it's a touchy-feely, hear-y, see-y.
Yeah, you like go in
multimedia.
These rooms. It's multimedia. It's all kinds of different stuff. And it's the show is in and out of altered states.
That sounds really cool.
It's at the Geffen Museum.
That's what we were talking about last time you were here, altered states.
The
movie.
Yeah.
That's remember? Right. That's right, dude. Yeah.
Ah, oh, man, I remember the first time I saw that movie. It was bad news. It was like senior high school, and it was mushrooms.
Trouble.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, we're done. We're
Muffin,
done.
Muffin
we're,
Perkins.
At this point, we're just rambling because we
Muffin
can't.
Muffin Perkin Ferkinson.
But we're done. We don't have any more music.
Goodbye, and good goals. Luck.